This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning that President Trump and Vice President Pence met last night for the first time since the attack on the U.S. Capitol building. The vice president would be key to any 25th Amendment effort to remove President Trump from office, though Vice President Pence doesn't seem inclined to want to do that. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on where things are now.
House Democrats are moving ahead with plans to impeach the president again, charging him with incitement of insurrection in the Capitol riot.
This was an attempted coup to overthrow the government.
Tomorrow, the House will start debating the charge drafted by Rhode Island's David Cicilline and others. Today, it will vote on a resolution urging Vice President Pence and the cabinet to immediately remove the president, something Pence has not indicated he will do. The president's not backing down, and today plans to visit the U.S.-Mexico border wall to trumpet one of his signature projects, one overseen by the Homeland Security Department, whose acting secretary announced his resignation yesterday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The FBI is warning of plans for armed protests in all 50 state capitals and Washington, D.C., leading up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. Many states are moving faster now to vaccinate against COVID-19. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on what they're doing.
We've shifted the model from an extreme large number of vaccination distributors to a smaller number who have the capability of providing a extremely large number of vaccines very quickly.
Alabama beat Ohio State last night 52-24 to win the college football playoff championship game. This is AP News. World Health Organization experts are going to China to investigate the origin of the coronavirus. Charles de Ledesma reports from overseas.
Beijing's foreign ministry says experts would fly from Singapore to Wuhan on Thursday. Other details of their schedule haven't been announced, and the central government's National Health Commission has offered no further information. The visit has been expected for months, and WHO chief Tedros last week expressed frustration that arrangements were taking so long to finalise. After China announced the visit Monday, Tedros said the scientists who hail from several nations will be focusing on how COVID-19 first jumped to people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ford has closed its three plants in Brazil and will stop producing automobiles there. Its statement mentions the pandemic and slow sales. It calls the closings difficult but necessary. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.